Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, so basically what we're playing here is a game of marital comeback poker. All right? And the hand that is on the table right now is the South Carolina of Governor and all the details that are in his relationship right now. Melissa has detailed them over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, Governor Sanford talking about how now that he's admitted to having relations with other women in the 20 years of his marriage, but he never crossed the line of sex. But obviously he's done a lot more with a lot more women than we realized. But that his mistress in Argentina that he recently got busted being with, that he's claimed that she is his soulmate. But he's open to reconciling with his wife. So basically he said, she's my soulmate, but I'm trying to fall in love with my wife all over again.
Now you add all the other details that we know about the last week, including, this came out a couple of days ago, that while he was having the affair and the wife found out about the affair, he asked the wife's permission to go back to Argentina to hang out with her.
Yes.
You guys hear about that also?
No.
And the spiritual advisor, too, that he, was trying to get advice from his relationship with this woman.
Here's
weird
some advice.
Stuff.
Get out of your marriage. Smack him upside the head.
Life's too short.
What is she, a life coach? What'd you call her?
I think it was a spiritual advisor.
The worst spiritual advisor ever.
So let's go ahead and assume that somehow, some way, this all works out for the governor and his wife. They patch it up. Things are fantastic in 5 years. That would be the greatest marital comeback story in the history of marriages.
He said she's not his soulmate, and he's going to try to love her again.
So we want to know if you guys think you have a better comeback story than that. And I only have two people on hold right now that think they can even come close.
Okay.
Hey, Susan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey.
Hi, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Okay, well, first of all, let me just say, hey, Bert, I'm born and raised in San Diego.
Right on, dude.
Now we know who you are.
What's up?
So, anyway, I'm living in San Diego, born and raised, never been out of the state. I mean, never lived anywhere else. And I'm married, been married 4 years. And my husband was in the military, and he was getting out of the military. And we had kind of narrowed it down to two locations of where we might possibly relocate for him to, get a good job and transfer. And we had just thrown me my 30th birthday party, and I get a phone call from a man saying that my husband had been seeing his wife. And as I'm on the phone with this man, Federal Express delivers the papers for the place that we had chosen.
Oh.
To relocate.
Hmm. So you're talking to a guy about the relationship your husband's having as the closing paperwork for your new house arrives at your house.
Yes.
Wow. That's fun. That is fun.
I've never been away. I'm an only child, an only grandchild. I've never, ever been out of San Diego. So now not only do I have to decide if I'm going to stay married, wow, I also have to decide if I'm going to relocate with this man and our two children. And go to some place, somewhere completely different.
So you did it, and it worked out?
And we've been married 15 years.
Wow.
Wow.
How did you recover from that?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the process?
My philosophy is, I don't know, I grew up, in the 80s, pretty wild, out in San Diego, going to concerts, and saw my parents divorce, and my grandparents have been together, still married now for 68 years. And I just knew that no one's perfect. And, you just have to invest a little more into your marriage, and you have to forgive flaws, and you really have to dig deep.
Flaws.
And you just have to know that the vows are a lot stronger and mean more than someone slipping.
I appreciate your sense of forgiveness.
Well,
wow.
It was hard. It was very hard.
How do you trust him now? How do you know he hasn't done anything since?
Again, it's just one of those things where you just have to decide if this is something you're going to really work for, and you kind of just have to throw that trust in there.
I don't think
that anyone ever has a guarantee in a relationship, so you just have to really work on it.
I don't think you have it beat yet, Bert. I think the governor's worse.
That's
crappy, but it's just that's just bad timing. Like, the governor came out and said, essentially,
she's my soulmate over here, yeah. But you know what? I'll stay in the house and try to work it out.
I'm going to see if I can work it out with you. I'm going to try. You're not my soulmate.
Just because I'm a politician.
Yes.
Yeah, because we're not the governor and first lady. Say, right?
He asked his wife's permission to continue to have the affair in South America. Oh, come on. Hey, Michelle, you're on Q100. Hi.
Hey there, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Mine's more like I can't even describe it. My husband, unfortunately, just didn't give me what I felt was good love and attention, so I fooled around, and I got involved in an escort service.
Oh, hi.
That you had to get a membership for to see the girls online or whatnot, and of course, my best friend, I told her about it, but...
We need a couple of details here. You became the escort, or you went to the escort service looking for a little something-something?
No, I became part of the escort service.
Wow.
One of the working girls.
Okay. Right, we're getting close.
Yeah, and unfortunately, my best friend did some stuff in her life, and going through a bad meth habit, I probably approached her and outed her in a very negative manner that I guess payback for me. She decided to tell intimate friends about, when I say intimate, like our close circle of friends about it, and she actually showed my husband the website. And sure enough, lo and behold, you know, he saw me on this website for, you know, being an escort.
Wow.
And he took you back.
After a lot of begging and pleading, he actually moved all his stuff out. I didn't know that he found out. I came home one day and found all of his stuff gone, and I was just kind of perplexed by it and called, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry and everyone I knew. Hey, do you know where he's at? Do you know where he's at? And they were just like, yeah, did you not know? Of course, because everyone else knew, it just spread like wildfire. For everyone to know.
Sure.
And
this is just like every I joined an escort service and then outed my friend's meth habit and then she outed me as an escort to our close intimate friends and my husband moved out story that we've heard, so it's standard
ding,
issue.
Ding, ding.
So fast forwarding now.
But no, just really he didn't really have a place to live, and a best male friend of mine who's like a brother, I asked him if he would to take him in and make sure he was okay.
And hold on. It's too many details. So we fast forward now, and you guys are still married?
Yes, he took me back. Of course, it took a very long time for him to trust me, which, you know, I totally understand. But, we got a solid foundation going, a lot of open lines of communication. Don't hide anything if there's a problem. You know, talk about it. But now we have two very beautiful children, and we're more happier now than what we were before.
Well, how long ago did that incident happen with the escort thing?
Probably about 5 years ago, but we were only married 6 months when this happened.
Wow.
Am I making judgments on your husband right now?
I am trying to picture the face of your husband first when he gets the call, because he's probably, it can't be. Whoever you are, this is not true. Then he goes to the website, and he sees you on the website. He must have thrown up right next to his computer.
He should have hired you. That would have been funny.
So you are calling, because you're calling yourself out, because everybody else has called has been, you know, the spouse. So, you know, the question is about trust and how he can trust you again. So are you trustworthy now from now on?
Oh, absolutely. I never really said obviously I didn't say anything to him about it, but I only confided in, who I thought was my best friend, you know, so she was the only one who really knew anything about it, you know, so for her to tell everyone in our circle of friends.
Well, it's not her fault. You're an escort behind this back. I'm asking you from now on in your marriage, are you trustworthy?
Oh, absolutely. Because funny as it sounds, I've learned my lesson, and I know he's a good guy, and just bad things were happening that, you know, instead of talking to, I guess, a marriage counselor or a doctor, I just went about it in a different manner because these men liked me at that moment in time. I just didn't have the attention that I wanted from my husband at that time.
How many clients did you have?
I had two regulars and four others that were just one time, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
And how long did you, were you with the escort service before you stopped? Because you're talking about six guys now. So in the course of how long?
A year.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Well, I'm glad it worked out.
Me too.
How did he not know where you were? How did you break away?
Well, he actually usually worked like the third shift. So he would leave for work at like 6 in the evening, wouldn't come home until, 11 o'clock at night. So, I could do, quote, dinner dates, that it was never more than 2 hours. That was the maximum time limit, was 2 hours. You showed up, did your thing, left, 2 hours. That was it.
And he takes you back. Everything's fine now.
And that's before you guys had kids, right?
Oh, yeah. We decided, obviously we needed to work things out. We just wanted to have a good, solid foundation, where all cards were on the table. And look, this is what we have. This is who we are. And, it was kind of funny. She actually ended up doing me a favor in the long run because, she aired out my dirty laundry, So I have nothing to hide from him whatsoever now. And, I see repercussions of lying and doing bad things.
I didn't think we'd even get close.
I think she won.
I think it's either close or you won.
Those guys weren't her soulmate.
No,
but there were six of them.
Wow, that is some story. Thank you, Michelle.
Certainly. You guys take care.
Appreciate it. That is a call
just
right
another
there.
Another whore's husband takes her back after working at the escort service story.
Woo.
That is one that we will be able to fall back on for the next 5 years. If in five years I say, do you remember that woman that we had on?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
We'll always remember that call.
There are six other guys.
Absolutely. Six other calls.
You know what? I'm going to guess right now, Tracy won't let us come to the hospital just because we're dirty. We've got dirt on us from that last caller, and she doesn't want that around her one-day-old baby.
The Burt Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.